This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Hello, folks, and hey, Bear. As always, Brian Bates, Aaron Weber.
The core of the Nateland podcast is here. We don't forget where we come from, right?
We have no idea where Nate or Dusty is, but...
Dusty, you don't even look into it. You're like, he's gone. Who knows where he is, you know?
Yeah, he's underground. He's going on. Something has happened to spook him, but he'll be back. He'll be back next week, but... Filling in, we're joined by the lovely and talented Greg Warren. And former college All-American wrestler, Leanne Morgan. Oh, wait. These interns, they get the intro wrong. Leanne Morgan, Greg Warren. I said to Aaron, I don't think we've ever had an episode where it's just two hosts with two guests. And Aaron said, Greg and Leanne don't even feel like guests.
They don't.
That's nice.
He said, Greg just shows up.
Yeah.
Leanne's just here to promote her show.
But I do feel like y'all are my family.
We feel the same way too. That's why they trusted me and Brian to run things today. Because I figure y'all are gonna be carrying the show for the most part.
Yep. But. Yep. Greg, you've probably I know you've been the most frequent guest we've had.
Yeah.
What do you think it's been? Like 15?
I don't know. Jeez. I don't know if it's 15.
That seems high.
I bet he's been here close 15? To 15 times.
How many have we done total? 30?
Yeah.
I mean, out of 260 something episodes?
Oh, okay. That sounds about right.
I owe you an apology right away, buddy.
Okay, let's hear it.
Last time I was here, you had inadvertently stolen something from a restaurant, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and I wrote you a little bit about that.
Yes.
Said you're a bad person.
Yes.
I basically did it yesterday.
Same thing.
I went to Bridgestone with Nate and Laura and his family and Harper and saw Dude Perfect.
Yeah.
And they have the convenience store thing where you just grab a bunch of stuff and set it on a thing and it rings up, you know. Well, I set them up there. I got some pork rinds and a bag of peanuts and a water. And I was going through my receipts this morning doing my accounting and it only charged me for the water. And the pork rind. So I stole a bag of peanuts inadvertently from Bridgestone.
Wow.
And I'm going to make it right.
You're going to do a show at Bridgestone?
Yeah. You made a living selling peanut butter. Now you're stealing peanuts.
I know, man. It's not good. It's not a good look. I don't feel good about it. It's out there. If somebody from Bridgestone is listening, tell me how I can make it right. But I know I need to make it right with you because unlike you, I'm a man of principle. Like I want to say, when I do wrong, I do wrong.
That's right.
Lee, and I was in the Raleigh airport and you know now it's hard to get a real person. You scan the thing and you know when a robot brings it to you and all that stuff. And I got ready to pay and I thought it was successful. And then I get to my gate and it's still spinning. And then it says, I don't know, like it didn't go through. And I went back. I couldn't find a live person. So I like
oh I you went flight. Back.
Well it was right next door to my gate. But still I did go back.
Yeah.
And I wanted to catch my flight. So.
Yeah. You're still low carb. Is that what that means? Because you ate pork rinds and peanuts.
He's still training for the Olympics.
I like pork rinds.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Low carb. Yeah.
They were barbecued pork rinds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because we've been together lately at the Ohio State Fair, and you ate a turkey leg,
I
ate a funnel cake.
Turkey leg. I bought Tess and I each had a bite of a deep-fried Twinkie, which I've never had before.
Yeah.
And then mostly I just do these gigs with Leanne because they have these gluten-free crackers back there that I go through about a box every time.
We're really not gluten-free. We ask for them. Trying to do better.
Right. Well, they're good.
But we don't mean it.
Yeah, they're it's yeah.
He loves them.
I do.
She used to always have Crustables on her.
Yeah, that was a bad time. Yeah.
Uncrustables.
And I shouldn't have Uncrustables.
Did you call them Crustables?
That was not a good time.
Uncrustables.
And I was inflamed.
the Smucker's product, which owns Jif. It's disrespectful once again.
Crustable. It's just only the crust.
Well, I think that sounds delicious.
You're right. Did you ever see that?
Didn't even seem wrong to me.
You ever see that movie? The movie that's the gangster movie with Kevin Costner.
Godfather.
No, The Touchables.
Craig, come on, you're a guest. We entered the red eye to get here today to be with us, guys. Thank you.
Yeah,
and
thank
it was
you,
awful.
Leanne.
You're welcome.
It was awful.
I had to. It was either that or get off stage, do a meet and greet, and then go to a hotel in California, and then drive an hour to LAX and turn in a rental car at 3:45 a.m. and then get on a flight. So I said, why don't we just do the meet and greet before and then hit to the, but it was all awful, you know, but I'm fine. I've got adrenaline. I'm tickled to be with y'all.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
Great. It's a big week.
It's a real big week.
It's a big week. I mean, a huge week.
We've talked on the podcast about, you know, it's a big weekend for Netflix. Dusty special came out. We talked about that. We've also been talking about Leanne's new sitcom now on Netflix. Unbelievable. Congratulations.
Thank you, my darling.
It's awesome. We watched it.
No. You're right. I'm shaking because Ruth and I, we never have anything to watch at home. Right. And this last week, we watched Dusty's special. Great.
Yeah.
And then we want to binge Leanne, but we also want to take it slow because we want to take it in and absorb. I've seen 4 episodes so far.
Okay.
16 right here out of 16. Binged it, the whole thing.
So you're 4 times better than I am.
I'm just saying.
And going to see Dude Perfect with Nate's daughter.
What is Dude Perfect?
They're like the Beatles for 12-year-olds and Greg.
Oh.
I'm telling you, they're good. They're real good. Yeah, it's like YouTubers for kids. And I was skeptical. I went with Nate's family, and it is amazing.
Do they sing? Is it like
No, it's like the modern day Globetrotters.
Singing might be the one thing.
Trick
they don't
shots,
do.
Yeah. But they're funny. They're really funny, and yeah, it is kids going crazy.
Yeah, it's not for adults.
Yeah,
it's for kids and their parents.
Oh. I was invited. Yeah. I was invited. I had a good time.
Did they sell out the Bridgestone?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it looked like it.
Yeah.
I don't think they didn't sell as many tickets as Nate. But we got treated real well when we went there.
I bet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, Tim Tebow was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow was there, yeah.
Oh.
That was kind of cool.
Oh, I bet.
Little Tim Tebow.
Little Tim Tebow.
His little britches.
Yeah.
He's got big britches, though. Isn't he a big man? Yeah, he's a big man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leanne, it's great, though. The show, I loved it. I honestly, I was like, obviously I'm going to watch it because it's you and my friend Mark Gross wrote on it. And, you know, so I was like, I need to watch this. And then after about episode 4, I forgot why I was watching. I just watched it and I loved it. And I thought you were great.
Yeah.
The casting is really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There's something, you know, I've always thought Chuck Lorre shows are sort of like, there's sort of an even pace to them. And it's very watchable. I tend to watch a lot of, you know, Chuck Lorre's stuff when I'm like Saturday afternoon, just getting ready for a show. You know, it's like, oh, well, Mom's on or, you know. And I think, but it's always on network TV. But because it's on Netflix, like Chuck's stuff is the most bingeable stuff.
Yep.
You don't even, it's just an even, pleasant watch. And I think everybody's going to go through. I mean, Brian didn't, but I think that, I think everybody's just going to go right through it and watch a ton of
episodes.
Thank
you. We're getting a lot of comments that people have binge watched
it. It's so good, man.
And maybe even looking at it a second time. And they're asking if we can get a second season. I hope we do.
Mm-hmm. It's currently number 2 on Netflix, at least this morning when I checked.
That's crazy.
That's a relief. I'll tell y'all what that is. Yeah. That's a relief. It's the 4th day, number 2.
Yeah.
It's behind this nasty show that I can't compete with. But I'm number 1 in comedy. Let's say that. Yeah. I can't compete with all that nasty.
Somebody was switching back and forth between that nasty show and your show.
It was
Aaron's wife. I was talking to you.
Lucy. Oh, really?
She said she was watching both of them.
Some balance in her life.
It's also, man, I mean, it's just, and I guess I'm old or whatever, but it is one of those things where it just, I'm going to be a little vulnerable here, but it just, you just watch it and it's one of those things where you're like, well, everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's just like bad stuff happens to you. But at the end of the whole, each episode and everything, like there's enough shows right now where it's just horrible people doing they're great actors, but it's horrible people doing horrible things to each other.
That's every show.
It is. Yeah. It's like after a while, like Ozark is a really well shot show. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly good acting. And by the third season, it's like, I can't watch these terrible people doing terrible things anymore. I do get lost into the story, but with yours, it's like, it just makes you feel good. It's great.
Thank you, Greg.
You did great.
Thank you, my darling. Well, Chuck Lorre said, when he came to me with that concept, at first I kind of bucked it. And then he said, but because we don't want it based on my real life, because that would be weird.
Yeah.
But it is called Lynn. And so a lot of my fans were like, oh my gosh, she's left Chuck Morgan in real life. and then people were commenting.
Your daughter's a drunk and everything.
Yeah. And people were commenting like, well, Chuck Morgan, he's intimidated by the money she's making. I mean, people were saying all kinds of stuff. And Chuck goes, Lynn, do something. But then once that was okay. But Chuck Lorre said this is a universal theme. Like, even if you're not going through a divorce or something like that, everybody has to start over sometime in their life. You know, that life gets hard and things happen, but you got to pull yourself up. And so that is a universal theme. And I think it is inspirational to people. I hope it is.
Yeah. I got a tear in my eye on the last episode, on the last two, actually. I did.
No spoilers.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to tell you what's happened. You're going to have to watch more than four episodes for that one.
I guess I'll keep going then. Yeah. I call Leanne, let's just say more than I should, and she regrets ever giving me her phone number. But who calls you more these days, me or Jerry Seinfeld?
Oh, probably about the same.
The fact that it's even a question is crazy.
Yeah.
I know. Wow.
Probably about the same.
We both harass you a lot, don't we?
No, I wouldn't call it that. Y'all both support me. Yeah. That's what happens. But yeah, he's been calling me and helping me through this. And it has been wonderful. And he called me the other night. I was going on stage in San Jose. And he said, Lynn, this meant the world to me. He goes, Lynn, because I was torn up. And I mean, my manager's in here. I've kept her torn up. We're all torn up. And I fretted. And I'm like, is anybody going to like it? And I've tormented my family. And he said, Lynn, promise me that you will live in this moment, because think about how many people have had a sitcom with their name on it. And he said, Bob Newhart, Mary Tyler Moore, Lucille Ball. Like when he said that to me.
That's a lot right
then
there.
And he said, please know that you've won.
It's not a real big deal.
You,
Roseanne.
Ellen.
That he said you Ray, that you won. You know, have it because it's such a small group. And that helped me. You know, because this has been a lot.
Yes.
I lived away from my family for 7 months.
Right.
Keenan and Kel.
Now is this I love that show.
That was a good one.
Has this been a goal or something in the back of your mind that you've wanted to do for your whole career? Or how have you always thought about it?
Yes.
Okay, that's
since
amazing.
Since I was a baby.
It's amazing.
I grew up loving television, loving sitcoms, and loving comedic actors. Loved SNL.
Yeah.
But loved Lucille Ball. All of that. Every sitcom. I've grieved over Lonnie Anderson, WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, that happened yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And I'm older than y'all, but that was a wonderful sitcom.
Nah, I don't know if y'all remember. Pretty close, and Greg and I probably both had posters of Lonnie Anderson. A lot. At least I did.
I still do. I liked whoever played Bailey Quarters, though, was equally as attractive.
Yeah.
Was the other, you know, sort of the other
that worked in the radio station.
Yeah, she. You remember the?
Yeah.
She was. But yeah, no, yeah, I love that sitcom. But you didn't act before this.
Well, she was in a movie.
I've just done one little movie.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the live taping, and then I watched this, and I'll challenge you to, there's seasoned actors on that show, and you can't tell who the person who...
That is true.
Totally. It is, it's totally. So proud of you. It is like, true. I went and watched a live taping, and I'm like, she is going toe-to-toe with
Kristen Johnson.
Kristen Johnson's great.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
Yeah.
She's been in like 300 episodes of television.
Yeah.
You know, network television. It was... You made some kind of deal with the devil or something. Because
I swear I did, Greg.
Crazy.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah, you. It's really, really good. Yeah.
Thank you, my darling. But they've all told me in Hollywood that comedians make good actors.
I can show you some audition tapes from a few years ago, but might not necessarily be there.
But like, I've been watching Happy Gilmore too, I loved it. And I thought about Adam Sandler in Spanglish, and then this one had a lot of heart to it. Right. And I love watching him. Yeah. He can do drama.
Spanglish is great.
Uh-huh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So I hope I can be like that.
Totally.
You are. You
already are. Thank you.
No, Aaron and I were sitcom stars. Did you know that? I bring it up almost every episode.
Yeah. It was a Greg Garcia project, right?
Yep. Yeah. Sprung a few years ago. And
neither of us had character names, right?
I doesn't matter.
Prison guard number one.
Stole the scene, though, from what I understand. Yeah.
He was in the trailer.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had a name or not, but I was basically a Hannibal Lecter character. I had a mask in prison, but...
Point is, we get it. You know,
yeah. we get the grind, Leanne.
We get what you're going through. We know what. Right now.
Yes, Greg does it, but we get it.
No, I don't need it. It's not even something I can really talk about. I'm more of just a viewer.
Well, today's episode's about sitcoms, so we're gonna get into it. But first of all, let's talk about where we were this weekend.
Okay.
I was in Goshen, Indiana, at the Funny Farm Comedy Club, and that's one reason I called Leanne multiple times, because it is a drive, but...
Uh-huh. And we talked for a couple hours, didn't we?
Yeah.
You talked to her for 2 hours.
She kept saying, I gotta go.
Did she really?
You bugged her for 2 hours, the biggest week of her life.
Well, I kept calling her back. Yeah. I was like, I think we got cut off, Leanne. Yeah.
Bates. Scorsese was trying to call her. She's got to talk to you about your Goshen, Indiana gig. Come on,
man. I have stuff to say. And I'm sorry.
We go a long way back.
We do.
We?
And I'm sorry I didn't give you a chance much to talk about what's going on with you. But yeah. I forgot that you had a show that came out.
You did. We talked about it, my darling.
Yeah. But I was like, yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, Netflix, Goshen, Indiana. Now, you need to understand.
It's a lovely place, and I had a great time.
Oh, good.
And a lot of folks came out.
You see any Amish? Did you see them around?
I didn't. I know they're all around that area, but I didn't. I saw a lot of, you know, it's close to South Bend, a lot of Notre Dame fans.
Oh.
Didn't really care for that, but it's very close to South Bend.
Yeah, it is super close. Yeah. And I like looking for the Amish. It's fun to see them.
I do too. I'm fascinated by them.
Yeah, it's wild.
Supposedly there's a Walmart there that they've built a place for the Amish, like a park to park their
buggy.
Carts, their buggies, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Just like a pole to hitch it on or what?
I don't know. I always Google every town I go to and read about it. And there was a movie shot there.
Oh, really?
With like Casey Affleck or something.
Oh.
And then it said it was the only Walmart that had a place for Amish to hook their bikes.
Oh, good. That's for
that. Oh, cool. Nifty.
Thoughtful.
Yeah. So that's where I was, Leanne. I'm sure you had something similar. Go ahead.
I was in San Jose, Bakersfield, California, Oakland, California, and then Thousand Oaks.
Wow.
I did 5 shows in 4 days.
Wow.
They were all darling.
Not one buggy parking space.
No.
No. But a lot of almond, you know, trees.
Oh, yeah.
And it's driving beautiful. Through there, beautiful.
Yeah. I heard you killed it in Thousand Oaks.
Thank you.
My buddy Mark and brought his neighbors and his wife to the show. They loved it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Mark Gross?
Yeah.
There was a lot of crew there. Him,
basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I thought me and you were friends.
We are. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it was, you know, a lot of my crew came and Blake Clark was there that plays my dad.
Yeah, he's so good in that show, man.
He's great.
He's so good in it. And he's good in Happy Gilmore, too. Yeah. You know, he said Adam Sandler's been so good to him. But yeah, he's precious.
That thing in your show, sorry to interrupt, but in your show when he does it, like he just mumbles or whatever. Every time I thought that was great.
I know. He's wonderful. And Celia, that plays my mother, they steal the show.
They're great.
They're wonderful. She played my mom in the movie with Reese Witherspoon and Will Ferrell. So we had a chemistry, and that's why they had her. Isn't that wonderful?
It was great. Yeah. It was great. Yeah.
Where were you, Greg?
Earlier in the week, I was opening for Leanne at the Ohio State Fair.
We were at the Ohio State Fair.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it was my first state fair.
Nice. Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Outdoors?
Yeah, it was indoor.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And it was wonderful. About 8,000 seats.
Jeez. So a theater, like a big kind of, like what is it?
Like a big fair venue, almost a giant barn with 8,000-9,000 people. I mean,
that's awesome.
It was packed with her fans. And, you know, I thought I had a pretty good show.
Yeah.
But Leanne brings her daughter, Tess, to a lot of these shows, and she talks about her daughter. So there's some people that come backstage, you know, Leanne's, people that want to meet Leanne. And man, they could not push me out of the way quick enough.
And be
like, hey, I was like, oh, Tess! It's Tess! It's Tess! I had a bit I did about fishing. Tess!
You're bringing
Look, it's Tess!
You're bringing your bits up to him?
Yeah.
Remember like, that fishing bit?
I just, I was like an hour ago. I mean,
which kills? Which kills?
Well.
That fishing bit kills.
Not when Tess is around. No. Oh, it's Tess! Just pushing me out of the way.
I know, and what was Tess doing? Sitting up there.
Yeah,
she
could
be bothered with people or not.
Yeah, you know, she's over it, man. Yeah. And then I did Madison with Nate.
Yeah.
The night before I spoke at the National Wrestling Coaches Association.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty
big
cool.
Week for you.
It was a big week. It was a gig you know, in the afternoon after lunch. And if I was ever gonna kill at a gig, it would
the
be
perfect,
the
perfect crowd for you, man.
It is National Wrestling Coaches. I know a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I did okay.
It was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah. Well, had they eaten lunch and they were tired? Yeah, were they in a slump or what was it?
Did you say?
You said at the after lunch, and I didn't know if maybe they had bread.
They had some bread. I would love to blame it on the bread.
I bet that was the sourdough.
Yeah.
That was it.
Man, if I'm now that I think of it, a lot of these bits I've eaten it at, there was bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was just like a big, it was a big giant thing, you know, and closest person is 50 yards away from me.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. But it went well, but I was like, they're going to carry me out of here. Mm-hmm. Like this is, it went okay. Yeah.
What about you, Aaron?
I had a corporate in Denver, made a weekend out of it, took the baby, took the wife, and
went to Rockies game?
3 or 4 days out in Denver,
really?
Colorado. Yeah, it was awesome. So it was just kind of a low-key weekend. Now we're back at it. So that's pretty much it. Nothing crazy.
I since we're being vulnerable, I stopped at the bank on the way here and was in line. And then when I was walking away, the guy behind me, the teller said, sorry for your wait. And he said, that's okay. It's fine to wait when there's a celebrity in the building. And I stopped and I looked back and I pretended like she's like, there's a celebrity. And he's like, yeah. And I was pretending like I was looking at my receipt, you know, like, is this right? Waiting for the punch, you know?
Yeah.
And then he goes, yeah, the guy in front of that guy, that was Felix Cavalieri, lead singer of the Young Rascals.
Wow.
And then I just went ahead and left. But I looked this guy up. I saw him too. He's got a lot of big hits.
Yeah, Cavalieri?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Young Rascals did. They were on Ed Sullivan Show. Like songs that you would know.
Yeah.
And he's 82.
82.
Yeah.
You didn't get Cavalieri's autograph?
I didn't know it was him, but I almost gave a guy an autograph who did not know who I was, is what I'm saying.
Oh, they thought you were him.
Yeah, you didn't get that part?
No.
I thought... No, this guy was actually at the bank.
This guy was at the bank.
See?
But when I hear someone say, oh, we got to, I think they're
think obviously
saying me.
Obviously,
it's Brian about to say me. So I linger in the moment.
Brian's like, guys, it's okay. I'll take a picture with whoever wants it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I'm like fiddling with a pen or whatever.
The guy that just cast a check.
But there was someone
$30.
Much bigger than me in the line right in front of me, is what I'm saying.
That's rough, man.
Yeah. I remember, I mean, they're older, but. I remember I think I know who that is.
The Young Rascals.
If you played some of their songs, you would know them. You would know the songs.
Okay.
But you'll have to take my word on it.
I mean, he's a cute little 80-something-year-old man.
There's a, one of the Dr. Pepper songs they sing.
The jingle? Mm-hmm. I'm a pepper, you're a pepper.
No, not that one.
Good song.
It is a good song.
I mean, yeah, if you're getting upset about being not recognized over the I'm a pepper, you're a pepper guy.
Yeah,
you got high. Yeah, you got to adjust your expectations.
I know.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Keep your family safe with help from Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and give fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Check out all our Kidde safety products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. All right, should we get in these comments?
Let's do it.
Comments come from Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Apple Podcast Reviews, and Nate Lann at NateBargatze.com. Marsha Koch, please schedule Leanne Morgan and Greg Warren as guests on the same show. I would love to see them at the table.
How about that?
Dreams come true, Marsha.
We made it happen, Marsha Koch.
Marsha.
Thank you, Marsha.
We do have a wonderful chemistry, don't we?
We do.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. What is that from? Marsha, Marsha.
Brady Bunch.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Marsha.
Yeah.
The sitcom episode's going to be tough for this guy down here. But you can tell us about current
Keenan sitcom. And Kel. Well, I'm happy to get into that.
Yeah. Aaron Britt. My wife and I went to the Leanne Morgan show in Indy. She was on Dusty Time. I had her at a tight 86.
Yeah.
What, that I did 86 minutes? I bet I did.
Dusty loves to tell us how far he's going, and it keeps going up. Yeah.
So. Oh, really?
Well, I shouldn't. I'm just unorganized.
You should. Yeah.
And then, you know, Tess is in the back going.
Oh, yeah. Tess is on.
Get off. I know she gets so mad at me.
I went out and watched in the Ohio State Fair. She did about 2 hours at the Ohio State Fair.
Did I? Surely not.
I mean, it was great, though. Yeah.
I'm sorry. If I did that, you know, I'm a talker.
It's great, though. It's so conversational. It's so natural.
Well, thank you.
Makes me sick.
Oh, Greg, but I need to cut it down.
Or maybe Greg should just cut his time.
Bates, come on, man.
What are you doing? I'm
trying to sell tickets here. So.
Michael Otito?
Otito.
As a doctor, I can confirm Greg Warren's laugh is the cure for all physical and mental illness.
That's very sweet, Michael.
How about that?
I don't know.
This is a switch.
I don't know if I want this guy as a doctor.
Because Leanne's here and I'm trying to be nice.
I know, man. Thank you. Because the last time I was here, you opened with like five derogatory comments about me. One of them was that somebody saw, they said, I walk by and I'm pretty sure I saw Greg Warren after a show eating a Subway sandwich in his car.
Yep.
Alone.
And I figured it wasn't alone. And I figured it probably wasn't a good time to bother him. Guess who was really entertained by that clip?
All of America?
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
One in particular, Nate Bargatze. He thought that was just about the best that he walked. Yeah. He walked on the plane. He's like, man, I heard about that sub sandwich you were eating in the car. Yeah. So this is a nice change. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear Nate's watching. Mr. Hokey 21. I didn't know about Nate Lann until Leanne's first episode. I'm a fan of hers and now the band too. I live in Jonesboro. The National Storytelling Festival is a pretty big deal around here. And my absolute favorite teller is Donald Davis. He is a legend. Everyone should check him out.
I have been to that on my children's field trips. When they would get in fifth grade at the Christian Academy of Knoxville, we would all take a bus to the storytelling festival in Jonesboro. And I've seen Donald Davis and he kills.
Yeah. Mm. Double D.
Double D with a little bow tie on storytelling festival that will mesmerize you. Unbelievable.
Are they funny stories? Or
yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. And you have your head between your knees.
Wow.
Yeah. Some of them, not all of the storytelling is funny.
Yeah.
It's some, you know, other, but all of it's fascinating.
Okay.
It's not what we do.
I love
but
to
it's
check
fascinating.
It out.
Then there's a bunch of little women with campers and homeschooled little children. And people don't shave their legs, but it's fascinating. There's a good ice cream shop there. Had a ball. All right.
Jonesboro, oldest city in Tennessee.
Yeah. And I think there's like a little museum where you can go in and see all that kind of stuff. My kids loved it.
Yeah.
Well, my boy did. I don't know if the girls, they were tickled to get to go on a field trip. But yeah, Donald Davis.
Leanne tells something in her act. It's one of my favorite parts. Is I hope you do on the special where you talk about the lady up in the Asheville, I think, that was in
the CBD, the woman that owns CBD
shop
store.
That didn't shave her armpits. And then Leanne says that she's like a little hippie chick or something like that. And then you just do like this weird physical impression of her. Did you do that on your special?
I did.
It's, I can't wait. It's, she just does, I'm like, it's, you just act out. She's like a little hippie chick. You're like a little hippie chick.
That's when I took that CBD that I think was laced with LSD and went on a trip and saw snakes. In the night, and I've never done another one.
That I will.
Horrible.
I make sure I try to walk in the room every time when you do that joke, because you set it up with whatever the CBD shops are in Knoxville, but it's illegal, and you go, the dope is a coming.
Because we don't have dope in Tennessee yet. But I've heard the dope is coming here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take it.
You're not?
I'm not going to take any dope.
Okay.
Me neither.
No.
It feels weird for me to start at this age.
Yeah. I just want to say I legalized marijuana in Tennessee as youth governor of Tennessee in 2010.
Really?
Yeah. I was pretty ahead of my time.
Really?
I legalized medical. I think I just decriminalized it. But.
And how'd you become youth governor?
I ran for, and I won.
But how are you ahead of your time? Because it's still not legal.
Because I did it way before anybody. I mean, I did it before any state did it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So,
yeah, yeah.
And everybody's doing it anyway. Yeah. Aren't they all? Everybody's on dope.
Everybody's going in and doing. Yes.
Yeah. It's just so weird for me at my age, because we grew up with Dare.
Right.
And don't do dope.
Right. And I was just in Colorado, and that's just like, there's no stigma about it anymore.
No.
It's just you like smell everybody. It everywhere.
Yeah, it's almost like you're gross if you didn't drink a beer. It's like you should just smoke out there.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. how they treat it. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. You think it's Trace? Tress?
Trey. It's French.
Oh, I thought you were reading, the next name. I was like, it's Grace.
Oh.
Okay.
Tress Lawless?
Trey.
Trey. It's Trey Lawless, meaning very lawless.
Oh, okay. Home Before Dark.
Okay.
Sounds like a great name for Case. Breakfast's next tour. I have a lot of tour names. these ladies this weekend all wore matching shirts that said just outside of tour, because everywhere I go is just outside of a major city. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they all had these matching shirts, all these fun. Ladies.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then last week, when pitching my shows coming up, a lot of them, my selling point is you'll be home before dark. I like a little bit earlier start.
So do I, man.
I do said too.
Greg is kind of my inspiration, because I'm trying to do more all ages shows and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, my personal favorite for your tour name was the Easier to Drive.
Yeah, well, that's the one that
Nate came up with. I thought that was
And this past weekend, that was so true.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm just gonna drive.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nowhere that you would either. You'd have to fly in somewhere and still rent a car and drive a few hours. So
you didn't fly direct into Goshen.
Grace.
There you go.
The reason Aaron is such a nice young man is because his parents took the time and care to teach him manners. I still remember that episode where he talked about calling a friend and said, "Good morning, Miss So-and-so. May I please speak to so-and-so?" Obviously, Aaron was taught to be polite, reflecting in his phone manners. Good job, Mr. and Miss Weber.
All right. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Grace. That's really nice.
So what was that? Who did you call it, a girl? And
I want to ask the two of you. I had like a script I had to say when we answered the phone growing up. Like it was a Weber residence. May I please ask who's calling or something like that. We were just taught to say that.
Really?
And then you call like some ne'er-do-well kid's house and he's just like, hello.
Yeah,
and I'm like, come on.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of little stuff. I'm thinking about it now that I have my own kid. There's a lot of stuff that was kind of beaten metaphorically into me.
Yeah.
Like my mom, we were walking into a store and my mom would just stand by the door until I opened it for her. Like little things like that. So stuff that I still think about today. But
I think I remember not opening the door for my mom one time and it was
bad.
Beaten, not metaphorically, into me.
I do think manners are important, and you are so precious,
he is,
Aaron.
He's precious. It's just it's almost royalty. He's got an air of royalty. Yeah.
And he's got those twinkling eyes.
Richard Gere.
Right. Richard Gere eyes. I've always said it.
Yeah.
People say he looks like Brad Pitt.
Well, Brad Pitt with a insulting modifier, usually. Fat Brad Pitt, bloated Brad Pitt. Something like that, but I'll take it. Brad Pitt's still a good-looking guy. Mm-hmm. This is this might be the nicest episode of the history of Nate Land.
Yeah, I don't know about
so far.
These. Yeah,
we got to switch it up.
These comments are going to take a turn.
Yeah.
Cynthia Carpenter. I'd love some Greg Warren merch with Peanut Butter Boy on it.
Yeah. The special that I did with Nate called The Salesman, he stepped in and named it that. I wanted to call it Peanut Butter Boy. I think it was probably a good decision.
I don't know. Peanut Butter Boy is pretty funny.
I thought so.
We all like
Nate
it too.
Was not having it.
You can re-release it. Groucho T. When you guys are doing multiple shows a day, I'll let you guys take this one. Do you feel like your set is better the first show because it is fresher earlier and you're less tired, or the second show because you already ran it once that day and have adjusted to how the first show went? I can never decide when I buy tickets to comedy shows if I should do the early or late. Leanne?
I think the later one. I think I've, kind of run the first one, and then I feel better on the second one, I think. Yeah. And then the 4 o'clock, they're good for me, the matinees. I love a matinee, but I feel like it's just a little more energy at the 7.
Well, see, I will answer this. The shows I'm doing, the second show starts at 9:30, and there ain't nobody will see why that's at 9:30.
I'm doing 10:30 shows sometimes.
Yeah.
I think everybody's tired.
Yeah.
Liam, were you out on the road when they had you do sometimes on the Saturday, the midnight? There's a 3-show night, and you'd have to do the midnight.
Yeah.
That was
awful.
I repeated jokes sometimes.
Oh, I would.
I remember repeating a joke and just look at them. I was like, did I already say that? They're like, yeah.
Because that was your 3rd show of the day.
Yeah, that's not good. But I'm going to say the late just because we're a little low on some sales for some of those late shows out there. That's when you want to see it. Let me tell you, they get real funny there. Yeah. I wouldn't even bother going on those early.
Where did I just see you just sold out 2 shows? Is it this weekend?
Charleston.
Yeah. Wits End.
Yeah.
Nice suit.
Yeah. It's, we're having a good run now. It doesn't hurt when you go in front of, 30,000 people that are Nate Bargatze fans, and after your set, you say, "I'll be in Charleston or Raleigh or something like that." Doesn't hurt. Or I went in front of Leanne's fans at the Ohio State Fair and got to say I was coming back to Columbus. So
it's nice.
It's real nice. It's real. My manager said something like, "Well, we know we can sell those tickets in that market now." I was like, "Yeah, I mean it." We hope. It's like if we go in front of 30,000 people for some reason.
But no.
It's going great. Thanks to people like Nate and Leanne.
Mm-hmm. Oh, honey. Well, you're getting up there doing that cheer.
Yes.
That's what's doing it.
Oh, it's Tess.
Gregory Dunn. Can we get a Chuck Morgan and Leanne podcast? Chuck Morgan got some stories, I bet.
No. First of all, I was on Kelly and Mark Ripa, which let me say, darling, beautiful. They are both the prettiest people I've ever looked
attractive.
At. Their teeth, her arms, I've never. Mm-hmm. And they go, we need to get Chuck Morgan on here. And I thought, my heart dropped because Chuck Morgan says like 4 words a day and is very introverted. And I think that would scare him to death. And I don't think he would want to. I don't know. Because this last special that I just shot, Chuck came out like that on stage. So maybe.
Really?
Maybe he would. Yeah, he did.
Heard you were just on Amy Poehler's podcast and you were talking about how Chuck came out and really lived it up.
Yeah, he did.
Did y'all do an episode of Family Feud?
We did, and it comes out in late August.
Oh, man, that's
And he loved it, but he also took it very seriously because he's very competitive, and he said, we're going to rip their throat out, and took it just like he would a job.
And who were you playing against?
Lainey Wilson, that dumb darling. Not dumb. I didn't mean to say darling. Yeah. I was going to say Devlin, her duck, her fiance. That's what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. Duck, who is a doll, who, you know, was a quarterback at Sanford.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. Yeah, when Tess was there. Oh, and yeah. then went to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
Yeah. So little Lainey and her family, and they were darling. But, you know, mm-hmm. I've gotten to know her, and she's precious. We've done a couple of things together. So, yeah, we had a ball. It was so fun. If y'all ever get to do it, you need to do it. And Steve Harvey.
I'll be sure to.
I'll see if I can fit it in, Leanne.
Steve Harvey, though.
I've been thinking about it, and I'm not sure if
Have y'all loved Steve Harvey, though?
I love Steve Harvey.
I love Steve Harvey.
It's, for me, pound for pound, the greatest game show host of all time.
I think so,
like, too. That show is, it's just him riffing the whole time. The show, there's probably 30 seconds of gameplay on the whole episode. Yeah. But he's just so great. That's very cool that you got to do that.
I know, and I've always been a big fan. And when they asked me years ago, what do you want out of this? I said, I want to be Steve Harvey. Because you think about what all he's done.
Yeah, yeah.
Tours and stand-up and talk show, and he's done everything.
You're on your way. I think you're right there with Steve
I think Harvey. I could do a game show if it didn't have math in it.
Yeah.
You know, if there's math, I can't do it.
So where will that air?
Well, that'll make the host do it.
That airs on ABC?
Yeah,
is it ABC?
What kind of game show would they make the host do?
Would you stop? You're ruining the...
Remember, what's his name? Howie that's got germ thing. Yeah. Howie Mandel.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't he do that wall? Little Meghan Markle would hold up. Was that him? I can't even think.
Deal or no deal?
Yeah. Did he do deal and no deal? Wasn't there math? And little Meghan Markle was in a little...
You're ruining the whole thing.
But Howie Mandel's not doing the math.
Would you shut up?
All right.
Leanne, Leanne thinks that there's no staffers back there in his ear telling him the answers or the... Like,
she thinks they're really smart.
Well, that would make me nervous.
You think Regis is writing the questions on who wants to be a millionaire?
You ruined the whole... The whole illusion is gone now. She's not even going to want to do it.
I'll back off.
Yeah.
And then you're going to sell popcorn at a racetrack.
I do want to sell popcorn. When I retire, I would like to sell popcorn at a NASCAR track.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that would be...
Nifty.
Nifty, and to get to stare at people.
Yeah. I wish somebody could sort of get the popcorn right, though, at these live events. I'm not sure I've had... I mean, because I'll do a stovetop popcorn just in the pan with some oil, you know, I think. And maybe a little more oil than you're supposed to have. And I'm telling you, the right amount of salt... That's good popcorn. I've yet to see any movie theater or any sporting event match it. Okay, I've yet to see.
Like movie theater popcorn?
It's not as good as the stuff that I can pop. It's just not.
I have a hard time believing that, dude.
So it's like dusty.
Dude, I'm telling you.
You put liquid butter on the top of it?
No, like I don't want that. I think the popcorn should be moist, just enough popped. You don't need the butter to moisten it.
I don't like butter on mine.
Neither do I. See? We go to the movies. Me and Leanne just going to the movies. Chuck.
You bring your own popcorn into the movies.
I have offered me to carry Leanne a baby Chuck. For Greg Warren. Years I've done it because I want him to have a wrestling baby. And I said, Chuck Morgan, what you said, I don't think Chuck Morgan would want you
to.
But he
guy.
Is a huge Greg Warren fan. Yeah, and when I told him that he was going to go on tour with me and open for me, he goes, you can't follow him. That's what Chuck goes. He goes, what? Are you crazy? You cannot follow Greg Warren.
Well, no, what he said was, you should open for Greg Warren. And I told you, tell Chuck that you don't play funny bones anymore. yeah. Chuck's he's a real big guy. He's an intimidating figure.
Mm-hmm. Nice he is, guy, but he's down in his bag. I don't think he could whip anybody right now.
Now's my chance.
Christine Winans. I think Greg Warren should make bang, bang, choo choo train his catchphrase at least this year. Funniest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you, Christine.
I noticed on this Nate tour, they'll do a recap, you know, at the end of the week and photos, and every one of your shoulders are kind of tilted.
I was coached when I was doing that bit by Adrian over there that I was not getting enough shoulder and hip movement into the cheer. So, and I had a high school cheerleading coach work with me on that cheer.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. If you don't know what we're talking about, go watch The Champ, Nate Land on Nate Land YouTube. Right?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
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 Well, I just want to make sure. Oh, yeah. You're right. It is.
Yeah.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Brian Helwig. I'm a fairly new listener to the podcast, so maybe this has been discussed before, but wondering how a Southern boy like Aaron ended up at Notre Dame just doesn't seem right.
Is he wondering why I went there or how I...
Catholicism, right?
Probably more why.
Okay. Yeah, Catholicism was a part of it, I guess. Mm-hmm. I had my dad went, my two older siblings went. I had a bunch of cousins. It was like a family thing. So It's a lot of that at Notre Dame. It's all people... whose family went there. So that's a big reason why.
Do you remember, weren't you, you were on that, I got to go when Bert Kreischer did that big.
Oh, I do remember that.
And you were there, yeah. and there was these big old linemen from Notre Dame that had their little shorts were up in their crack, and their little fannies were between their shoulder blades. Those big old...
It was the entire offensive line came to the show.
Offensive line. That's the biggest old boys I've ever seen.
And they're hanging out with Bert, so they're shirtless and they're getting it, dude. But especially as a pack, them moving around, you're like, geez, dude. They were massive.
There's a photo with you and them, right?
Yeah, I have a picture of me in the middle.
And Aaron looks so small.
I look like a child next to those guys. Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Big fannies.
The big fanny tour.
Up in between their shoulder blades. That's how those boys are built.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Right. Lauren Emsweller Watson. Leanne's show is so nostalgic. Reminds me of watching Mama's Family with my grandmother, who passed away in June.
Oh, Lauren.
I got a little tear in my eye during the opening credits when Leanne popped up on the screen.
Oh, sweet.
I haven't seen that far, but...
Leanne! Yeah, yeah. It grows on you.
Yeah, totally.
In between episodes. Leanne!
It does. And is the color scheme reflect anything? Because it's always different colors.
No, I did not know they were going to do that, but I love it. Yeah, I thought it was all going to be pink, but it's every episode's got a different color. And Mo Keb wrote...
Keb Mo.
Yeah. And another woman wrote that music, and he came to the, and he's, an unbelievable artist. And I didn't even realize they were going to do that for me.
That's awesome.
When you're in it trying to learn lines and what camera blocking is, you don't know what's happening because you're overwhelmed and you think you're going to get the shingles. But I didn't. I made it.
What would you say? I mean, I'm sure we're going to get into the minutia of it, but I'm just curious, what was the hardest thing for you to get down? Like, what would you say was the biggest hurdle to get into filming the show? Was there one thing in particular you really had to work at, or did it all kind of come naturally for you?
The timing and being in front of a live audience saved me. I felt good about that. I felt like I got that down, whatever happens. Yeah,
that's stand-up.
Yeah.
But the learning a script every week was daunting. And then camera blocking, because I didn't know, all the cameras, and I didn't know all the terminology, and I had to stop and go, what are y'all talking about? Yeah, because they would say something, and all these other people knew what they were talking about. So I had to learn that. And then I thought it ended up, I know now what they mean by it, but it was very daunting at first when they would say, it'll get in your body land. So when they would say, say this line and end this on this word while you pick up the creamer, and then go put the creamer in the refrigerator and end on this. So, and I would go, but you rehearse it several times and it gets in your body. They would say it's going to get in your body, and it does. And then if they change it, then it's almost like you can't do it because it's in your body.
Right.
So I didn't know that was going to happen. But the whole, it was daunting, but then I settled into it. But the every week learning a script, they said to me, you're going to build this muscle. It's a muscle and you're going to build it. And I was like, no, I won't. But I did. Over time, I realized how to learn it. And, you know, they change it every night. Because if the jokes aren't working.
Right.
I mean, we do a run through every day. Then they'd change them. I'd get new lines the next day. And then while you're shooting it, if something doesn't work in front of a live audience, the writers start walking toward you and like, oh no, they're going to give me a new line. And that, you know, can mess with you.
Right.
Because one line, you know, changes and it's got something behind it that makes you think of that. But anyway, that would, I got used to that, you know, and it would change on a dime and you just got to go with it.
Now, when you do the run through, who's that in front of?
One day it'll be in front of the writers, and then the next day it would be Netflix and the writers and Warner Brothers people.
Wow. And they'd give you notes like, let's change this or change that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's like little facial and things that you do in your act, like Leanne-isms.
Uh-huh.
And pretty early on, I started to see like, oh, she's incorporating that into her acting,
I did too.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah, that I was like, oh, now she's got it, man. Because it was like, there's just, you're real good at that. Mm-hmm. Like, you do some physical stuff that's when you're not talking that a lot of comics can't do. Mm-hmm. And
thank you.
And
Ray,
I saw it in the show. It was really, really cool. And I'm like, and it seemed very natural. And I was like, yeah, that's.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
No, my buddy who writes on the show told me. Like after the first week, she's like, she's a star.
Wow.
Yeah. So Brian, when you were prisoner number two, what did you find is the hardest thing that you had to get used to?
The Hannibal Lecter mask that was on my face.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. It was pretty hot in there.
I'll tell you, I know you didn't ask, but the hardest part for me is I was laughing the entire time.
Yeah.
I was in one scene where I was just standing there, and I ruined like two takes because I was just laughing.
The scene I was in.
The scene you were in. Yeah, everybody was making me. I was like, does nobody else find this funny? I was like, guys, this is hilarious. But they're all professionals.
And then we'll see what makes it in the movie. But in the movie, we're supposed to be laughing. And to a degree, when we were ad-libbing at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron is so good at either fake laughing or real laughing that he was making me look good because
you were killing.
He was nailing the laughter part. So,
are you allowed to say what the name of the characters are in the movie?
Oh yeah, I'm trash collector number two.
Okay,
there's a theme. Yeah, I think you can see.
Yeah,
I'm trash collector number one.
Yeah, that's great.
When will that be out?
March 13th.
Oh my gosh, in theaters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
theaters.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's exciting.
So this week we're talking about sitcoms. I looked on Rotten Tomatoes, and you have the number one, as far as fans, sitcoms, as far as the highest, what's the tomato meter, I guess?
Tomato meter, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
It's like 100 or
yeah.
High 90s.
Yeah.
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 It was 100. I voted. It's at 98% right now. There were some things.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it now.
No.
But it's good. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying there's a couple things I would have done differently.
It's not Goshen good.
Bates. I love, I like your sitcom, dude.
Just Bates.
Yeah, man. To get Kemo's going to have to go a different direction.
Yeah, a little bit. Bates. Aaron, I think I emailed you that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's a who's who of. You're beating the bear.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. At least amongst the fans.
I went from the bear to you.
That? Look at that. Yeah. Right up there at the top. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people have spoken.
Leanne's you're beating King of the Hill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you try not to, have you looked at a lot of this stuff or do you try not to look at it? I mean, I haven't seen... I've only heard people saying they love it, but do you seek this kind of stuff out?
No, okay, I try not to. And Kristen Johnston said, don't do it, Leanne. Get off of it and let everybody else deal with it. Yeah. I have seen a couple of things about, we just don't like canned laughter. And and that just tears me up because it's filmed in front of a live audience.
I know, it's crazy.
That drives me nuts. They're like, I don't like the laugh track. Mm-hmm. It's a play in front of a live audience.
Right.
That one.
Yeah.
My buddy that wrote on your show, it enrages him.
Yeah.
He's like,
that's
it's not.
The one thing.
It's not.
Uh-huh.
It's a play.
I know. And then you think that it, when I saw what went up on Netflix like the last month, Mom went up on there. Chuck Lorre's Mom went straight to the top.
Yeah.
Reba's first sitcom, straight to the top. George and Mandy or Young Sheldon, other yeah. Chuck Lorre show. People love a sitcom and find comfort in that mm-hmm. with that live in front of a live audience, filmed in front of a live right. audience. But and then other people, I don't know if they've gotten used to like Parks and Rec and Office and they think that it's canned, but it's not.
Yeah, it's a different thing. It's a play. It's and when it's well done, it's awesome. But all those sitcoms, they debuted. They built momentum years ago. Like
I know, and you can tell people still love them.
When is the last time they had a multicam sitcom debut on Netflix? I mean, it's
was it The Ranch with Ashton Kutcher?
That might have been it.
But is that multicam?
Maybe I think that might have been.
One Day at a Time was multicam.
Well, can you talk a little bit about what multicam means versus single camera? What does that mean?
Let me think. What would that be? I bet one of them's more. I'm sorry. I'm filling in for Nate.
We're throwing around all this industry terminology. I'm just trying to bring the people into this. Yeah. When I hear multicam, I think like how your show's filmed, where it's almost like you're looking at a house, like half a house.
Mm-hmm. You only have a few sets.
Okay.
You know, it's on a sound stage by the studio.
Okay.
And it's a play basically. And
why is it called multicam? Do you know?
There's multi-cams.
Okay. Yeah.
Filming you in like a single cam is like a movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's right. like filming a movie and then everybody's got to do their part like I did in my movie.
But they use multiple cameras in a movie too, right?
Yeah, but I think the best way. And I'm not the guy for this. We need a better guy.
I'm not the girl for this.
Well, then I'm going to try, okay? So it's basically like you have a set that's staged, okay?
Right.
And the thing that moves is the cameras around you. But when you can go anywhere if you're shooting Modern Family or you're talking right to the camera, they do a lot of that sort of talking to the camera in between the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And the cameras move all around.
Okay.
It costs a lot of money to build a soundstage.
Right.
So you can't really move, you know, you got to build the sets right there.
Okay.
That's as good as you're going to get. I mean, for me, I don't like to be the spokesperson on this, but I think I got it.
Mm-hmm. Mine was filmed where Friends was filmed.
Oh, that's so cool.
And wow. Lisa Kudrow is filming The Comeback right now on it.
Wow.
And Full House, it's a historically successful soundstage. Jeez. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I know. There's a plaque out front and it tells what all was filmed. That blew me away.
Did you take any? Do you have anything? I know you said you're hoping for season two. It looks like everything's going to be good for that. But did you take anything from the set? I always wondered, do you have any like mementos or stuff?
No, I got a bunch of clothes. Okay. I took some of her clothes.
Well, there
clothes,
you go. That's a big
Leanne's
one.
Yeah. Clothes. And then, but there are things that we all want on that set because it was beautiful. If you haven't watched it, I mean, the house was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to be a pretty Southern home because I'd had deals in the past where people wanted to write us as like downtrodden and pitiful. And we were, you know, I said, I wish y'all could depict the South in a, you know,
totally
wonderful way. And they did.
Yeah.
And that is a beautiful home and the beautiful kitchen and like a Nancy Myers kitchen. And mm-hmm. I just thought they did a beautiful job. So there's a lot of stuff everybody wants. There's a KitchenAid mixer. We're all going to fight over.
Who's Nancy Myers?
She did all those movies. All right, Judy, what's one of those that there was Meryl Streep?
Something's Gotta Give.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. man.
The Holiday.
Remember how beautiful they all were? Yeah.
What Women Want? Man, that was a great movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it in a while, but I remember liking it.
So there was
they call it porn for women.
Okay.
It was somebody did. I think it was SNL when that movie came out.
They did a what Men Want?
No, it came out the same week as a movie called What Women Want, and then it was We Were Soldiers.
No, yeah.
It came out the same week. And
did it the same week?
Or something, SNL said that they were doing a combo thing called We Were Soldiers Who Knew What Women Wanted. I can't remember who did.
Oh, that's
funny.
Yeah,
it was a great joke.
So a weekend update.
Yeah, like a weekend update. Yeah, it's probably like Nealon or somebody like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
So let's talk about a little bit about the history of sitcoms.
Okay.
The first sitcom, at least on American television, was Amos and Andy. And I watched it recently. It holds up.
He watched it when it was out.
He pulled me in.
He watched it recently.
Yeah.
It does not hold up. That was a joke. But one of the first huge sitcoms was I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of rules then that it was called the Hays Code. He was the president of the Motion Pictures Producers, and he came up with what you could and couldn't do in film and television. Some of these are pretty funny.
It was just a guy named Hays, and yep. This was his code.
Will Hays, he was president of the Motion Pictures Producers and Distributors of America. He was a church elder, and they felt like he had a good moral compass, so he came up with these rules. You know, in Live Love Lucy, they're obviously married in real life, married on the show. They sleep in separate beds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They couldn't say pregnant.
They couldn't say the word pregnant? They had to say with child?
Or expecting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bun in the oven? They had to get creative.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to...
There were a lot of sitcoms where people slept in twin beds.
Dick Van Dyke Show?
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke Show.
And that was because of the Hays Code. They couldn't share a bed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, I share a bed with Tim Daly.
Yeah, with your sister. Yeah. With Kristen.
And Kristen. Yeah. She's getting me through a hard time.
And your mom in one of the episodes. All three of you were in there. Yeah. But Tim Daly, man, he's a good-looking guy, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
He was beautiful. He was all of our... boyfriend on the set. We just all stared at little Tim Daly, and he was darling.
Yeah,
and
he's
sweet
really
about
good
it.
In it. I'm a fan.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, Wings.
Madam Secretary.
Yeah.
The Practice. Tess watched that. She loves a good medical.
The Practice was after Grey's Anatomy, same producer, right? Or mm-hmm. is that what that
Chandra
was?
Chandra Rhimes,
yeah,
I
yeah,
think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here are some of the don'ts. No profanity. And they list it. It's stuff nowadays you wouldn't even think about being profanity. No ridicule of the clergy.
Ridicule of the clergy.
Yeah. Okay. Some be carefuls was the use of the flag. Make sure it's, you know, not
displayed properly.
And not disrespecting it.
Yeah.
Any theft, robbery, safe cracking, or dynamiting of trains, mines, buildings, etc. Make sure it's not too detailed description of these may have upon a moron.
A moron.
Basically saying, make sure you don't go too detailed or some dumb will try to do it.
That would be a single cam.
Okay.
If you're doing a train robbery.
Okay, sure.
It's going to be hard to put a train robbery on a soundstage,
yeah,
I would think.
With an audience.
Yeah.
But I Love Lucy was one of the first shows filmed in front of a live studio audience. The Honeymooners was another big one. It's funny because the 50s, all live studio audience. The 60s, it goes to single cam. Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
Nobody complains about that laugh track, but that is a serious laugh track. A single cam with a laugh track. I Dream a Genie.
I've never thought about that. So is it just fake laughs, or did they just have a crowd watch the...
No, I think it's just canned laughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a good show, though.
That was a good show.
Andy Griffith?
Yeah,
it's a great show.
I just met Goober's mama in a airport, and she was precious.
You met Goober's mama?
Still alive? Uh-huh.
Goober's, I mean, y'all, I'm crazy. I'm tired.
Gomer?
Goober's daughter.
Oh, okay.
And
she said, my dad would have loved you.
Yeah.
And that meant the world to me.
You know, George Lindsay's daughter?
Yes. And, you know, he died. He was here in Nashville at the end of his life.
George Lindsay was my great grandmother's first cousin.
No way.
I met him once at a.
Goober?
Yeah. I met him at a wedding in Gadsden, Alabama one time.
How about that?
If so this is the right guy, I know there's Goober and Gomer. Yeah.
Goober.
I'm pretty sure this.
Because he was from Alabama.
I always thought, you know, honestly, for your age, you're awful good at stand up. Awful good at stand up for how young you are, but you're royalty.
No, he had no idea who I was.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's in your genes,
you
man.
Know,
you come from Goober.
I feel like everybody has somebody in their family. Like, oh, we're related to him, but we didn't hang out with him.
I knew you had something.
I just kind of.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Well, just know his people have done well.
All right. Amazing. Good to know.
Okay. The three of us grew up in the 80s. What was your favorite sitcom growing up?
Give me some examples of what went on in the 80s so I'll remember.
Well, let's see.
Give me a break.
Give me a break. Facts of Life.
I love Facts of Life.
My favorite was Barney Miller, probably.
Okay. Barney. That's 70s into maybe a little 80s.
It was in the 80s. I think News Radio, was that more 90s?
I love News Radio.
News Radio, I thought was, News Radio is awful good, man.
Oh, there they
family
are,
ties.
Y'all. Okay. Murphy Brown. Oh, I didn't have a lick of sense over Murphy Brown. Cheers. Was Cheers the 80s or was that 90s?
Cheers is 80s. And Cheers is great.
Wonderful. The Golden Girls.
Charles in Charge.
Yeah, that's Scott Baio.
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Cosby Show, unfortunately. Such a great show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seinfeld. Was Seinfeld in the 80s or early 90s?
I think 90s. Late 80s at start. 89, so technically 80s. But most
Coach
of
was
the
a definite. Coach was a 80s, and I enjoyed Coach.
I loved it, too.
Major Dad, 227. That was Jack A. Mm-hmm.
Jack A. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jack A was 227. Yeah, they were, yeah. Well, Sanford and Son was more
70s.
And that, man, that show is hilarious.
It's in some ways, it doesn't hold up because of some of the stuff they say, but in other ways, it does hold up because Red Fox's timing is so good.
And on Esther. On Esther.
Yes.
On Esther. My favorite episode of television was Fred and Grady and those guys. They wind up in jail. Okay. Yeah. And Lamont, the three of them are in jail. And they got to call on Esther to get him out. You know, she's the only one that get him out. And she makes them read scripture before they get out. And they had given them, they'd given them a sack lunch in jail.
Yeah.
And the sack lunch had a Tootsie Pop in there, you know, a lollipop or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they were eating their Tootsie Pops, and Fred, Aunt Esther was giving it to him, you know, and Fred said something that she didn't like. She said, "You better keep sucking on that sucker, sucker."
They were all stand-ups.
Yeah.
LaWanda Page.
LaWanda Page was a stand-up, and LaWanda Page, they're from St. Louis. They're from where East St. Louis, him and LaWanna Page. And he knew he could give it to her hard and she could take it. Mm-hmm. And they told her like they wanted to get rid of her. First season, they were like, "This isn't working." And he said, "Well, then we're not going to have a sitcom because they cast somebody else in there." Mm. And he was like, "Well, because they wanted an actor instead of a comic."
Yeah.
And Fred said, "No, either she stays or I stay." I mean, if you look at pictures of LaWanna Page when she was like, young, she's stunning, man. She's like, you know, the whole thing is she's on Esther, and you know, we're gonna take your face and put it in the cookie dough, have gorilla cookies, you know.
Yeah,
that was one of my first early bits, by the way. It was a Red Fox impression. Let me give you guys.
Was it really?
Let me give you guys this.
You did this on BET?
No. This was a little bit earlier.
Before that,
this none of the this bit. I can't believe it didn't go viral.
Maybe it will now.
Yeah.
Here we go.
But this is some real thinking. I don't know if you guys know, back in the day, there was a lot of red beers in the 90s. Do you remember that? Like
Red Stripe?
That was beforehand, but it was like Red Lager. There was
Red's Apple Ale?
It was all this red stuff. Adrian, it was red beers. I can't remember. There's like 10 of them. And I said, This is a stand-up comic thinking right here. I said, again, I was a young comic. I said, they ought to have a Red Fox beer. And then I'd go right into my Red Fox impression, right into it, Aaron. I'd be like, "Lamont, go in the kitchen and get me a Red Fox beer." And that was the bit. And I can't believe it didn't take off. I mean, that's...
bring it back.
Yeah,
you probably weren't a good enough comic then, but
Red
now you
Wolf,
are.
Red Dog was a popular beer. I think I just didn't set the stage right for you guys. Red Dog.
No, I loved it.
No, I loved it.
Yeah, it was. And I went right into that impression. Yeah, just right. Okay. "Go in the kitchen, son. Get me a Red Fox beer." You see? See what I'm doing?
I do.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's the red beer juxtaposed with his name is Red Fox.
High level stuff.
Yeah. It was some pretty good stuff. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a classic. Yeah, those are they're all great. Do you have any other stand-up comics in your show?
Blake Clark.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know he did stand-up.
Yeah, man.
Hannah, that plays my daughter, has opened for Paul F. Tompkins some.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
He's a great stand-up comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who's guest starred. No.
Uh-huh.
All comedic actors.
There's some great guest stars. There is some great guest stars. I mean, insanely good. The guy that plays Pastor Tom, I think his name is Jay Ferguson. He had a big role in Mad Men. That guy.
Wonderful.
Unbelievably good actor. I mean.
I know. And then Jack McBrayer.
Jack McBrayer was, that episode was great. I think one of my favorite.
Jemma Mays, Little Red Head.
Okay. Yeah.
Neighbor.
The neighbor, she's not the Mary?
Mary.
Mary is, she's great, man.
I know.
Yeah, it's so funny because I was there for an episode and watched. She's very pretty too.
Like, uh-huh,
yeah, doll. Very, but they kind of play her real goofy or whatever. But yeah, she, and her voice is that, it is, that's a really good role. My favorite thing, one of my favorite things is when they had that episode, I bet it was hard to film, but they had, Blake and the woman who plays your mom kind of talking over each other. Like it was like that gag was hilarious.
Hilarious.
It was, and I bet it was really tough to get, but I thought that was really funny.
Yeah. I can't even remember, but are they not wonderful though?
Unbelievable.
They have, there's a scene where they talk over each other and you know, my little mom and daddy will talk to me at the same time. You don't know what they're saying. Yeah. And then at the end, Celia goes, I hate that Daniel Day-Lewis retired. Like it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's
great.
They are wonderful in it.
I see so many, I know it's not based on your life, but I see so many things I know you put in because it is something related to your life. I mean, he said.
Well, they wanted it to come from my stand up. You know, well, from my stand-up, but not based on my real life.
Yeah. I mean, even your ex-husband saying, I'll be over in Clarksville. And I assume maybe you chose that because that's where your sister lives?
Susan McMartin, the showrunner, came to see me in Clarksville at that arena. And she put that in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of little Leanne-isms in there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, when you just say, because the way you talk about your mama and daddy, it's the same. It's the same.
It is.
Yeah.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Anybody want to guess the longest running sitcom of all time?
Simpsons.
You are correct. Yeah. The longest not animated sitcom, still going right now.
SNL?
Well,
I mean, if The Simpsons is a sitcom, then what does the word even mean?
I think The Simpsons is more of a sitcom than
SNL. What does that even mean, though? I thought we were talking about
situation comedy. That Simpsons count for that.
Yeah.
SNL.
Well, what's a comedy that's not a sitcom then? What's
SNL?
SNL.
I don't know if I understand what a sitcom is if we include The Simpsons.
Well, the SNL is a sketch show. It's a variety show. It doesn't have a through line through it. Where The Simpsons has an episode of TV.
There's a situation going on.
Yeah.
SNL's got a ton of situations, dude.
What is the one though that I'm thinking of? It's still on. You're sure?
I think it's still.
It's
on.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow.
But how is that? Nice. There's job. Not an audience in that.
Well,
that's a multicam.
It's a single cam.
Single cam.
What? Sunny in Philadelphia?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I've never watched it. Everyone says it's great.
Yeah. It's got Danny DeVito in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been on 16 seasons.
I don't know.
16. Where is it?
FX.
Where do you watch it?
FX.
This is.
Oh my gosh.
This is where she's going to get competitive, man.
Yeah.
She's not
going for 17.
She's like, we don't get 17 seasons. You know, yeah.
I can't get competitive.
Yeah.
But I do. I do hope we go another season. I was going to say one of them that I love, The Jeffersons.
Yeah.
I love The Jeffersons.
All those Norman Lear shows were great. All in the Family, Good Times.
Do you know the Florence, the sort of wisecracking maid on The Jeffersons?
She's still alive.
Is she really? She was on 227 too.
Yep.
But there's an old Bill Hicks bit I don't even know if he did it as a bit. I started doing stand-up with a lot of the guys that knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, I think he was just a bit around the green room, was because she would be like, uh-uh, Mr. Jefferson, you know, like, he would be like, Florence, I need to, Mr. Jefferson. And he goes, well, then you're fired. You're fired. He would just tell, well, then you're fired. You're fired, Florence. You're fired.
I looked up some of the.
I'm just worried about Marla Gibbs now that Brian talked about her.
Yeah. Oh, I have a tendency of killing off 98-year-old people and getting blamed for it.
She's only 94, dude.
Yeah. Okay, excuse me. Marla Gibbs. And Fred Sanford's girlfriend, Donna, just passed away like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm not so sure. She might have been the person that they wanted to play on Esther, actually. I'm not sure about that. She was very attractive, too.
Yeah, I love the Jeffersons. Do you think that's the best theme song of any sitcom?
That was a good one.
What would you say?
I think Golden Girls has a better one. Golden Girls
has a good one.
Gilmore Girls has a good theme song.
It does?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Gimme a Break was pretty good, too.
Well, if you lead, I will follow. Carol King.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about Happy Days?
Yeah.
Monday, Sunday, Happy Days. I never really watch Happy Days. That's Opie.
Yeah.
It's Ron Howard.
Howard.
Yeah.
It's a weird way to say it, but yeah.
Among others.
It's Richie Cunningham.
We were in Milwaukee a couple weeks ago, and we saw they have the bronze Fonz.
Oh, really?
It's just a bronze statue of Fonzie.
That's great.
And I think it's life size, and he's so much shorter than you think he's going to be.
Henry Winkler?
Yeah. Because he's just big, kind of commanding presence.
Very
the show.
Cool, man.
Day! And then you see him, and he's like 4
I
foot
think that
10.
Was a little more Dice Clay. I think that was Andrew Dice Clay that you were doing there. That's not Arthur Fonzarelli, man. It's not. Yeah.
Oh!
All right.
That was terrible, man.
I'm going to throw out a few more theme songs.
That was better than your Red Fox.
What are you talking about? It was dead on. I want to make the point that I went right into the impression after the joke. I don't think you get the joke. It's high level. Yeah.
I'm going to do a few more theme songs, and Greg, you sing them for us, okay?
I like this.
Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, my goodness.
That's great.
That's unbelievable.
It's for a charity.
I mean, you should have done do that on stage. That's unbelievable, dude.
Okay, tell me what
now you lost it. Starring Andy Griffith.
And Ron Howard.
The Andy Griffith Show.
That's incredible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's
this
incredible.
Was good work, filmed in front of a live studio audience, you would have gotten a huge applause. There.
You think so?
Yeah.
I was first chair clarinet as a sophomore. Like, it's not a. Oh. Yeah. It's have some
Greg,
musical.
What have you not done?
Well,
you're so talented.
I didn't have a sitcom with my name on it.
yet. I would say yet.
Yet.
Did I tell you guys a story about it?
What would the sitcom of your life be, Greg? I know you've thought about it.
Oh,
if there was just a
I'm
show called.
Sure, there's a horrible treatment somewhere like that was like so obvious and terrible. The Warren Report. Yeah, I did one time. There's this guy, Ron Ramey. Ron's not with us anymore. He's a comic, and he would just kill. And he decided he was just hanging out. He was the headliner. He's like, it was like an off night in St. Louis. And he's like, I'm gonna host. So he hosts, and Ron liked to embellish a lot of stuff. And he hosts, and he brings me up like it's all lies. It's all. It's like, and this dude, this brother is killing it. He has got all kinds of things going on. He's got an HBO special. I'm like, and I just did 3 Tonight shows, and he has his own sitcom coming out next fall on ABC. So I go up, none of this is true. None of this is even close to being true. Okay, so I go up and I have a good set or whatever, and there was a St. Louis Funny Bone, and there was a club next door, and I was a little younger back then, and I met a girl, and there was a dance floor, and we were on the dance floor together, and I forgot everything. We were dancing, and she goes, what's the name of the sitcom? And I go, Warren. That's all I could come up with.
Good answer.
I was about to say, well, you know, he was kind of embellishing, yeah. And then she was really pretty, and I was like, Warren.
She's still watching for that.
She is.
I swear it's coming out. Yeah. It will this fall. I'm not going to ask you to sing anymore because you can't top that, I don't think.
I don't think so.
I will mention a few great.
Let me do a Red Fox.
The Greatest American Hero, you remember? The show didn't last long, but the theme song, Believe It or Not.
Walking on Air.
What year was that?
It was early 80s.
Yeah. Oh,
that was immortalized in Seinfeld.
Believe it or not, I know that. I'm walking on air.
That was George's answering
Who
machine.
Who could
right.
it be?
Believe it or not,
George. It's just George. Yeah. That's great, man.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, darling. Yeah. That was wonderful.
Okay, Leanne, here's some sitcom terms. I want you to explain some of these to us.
Oh, Lord, Brian.
Okay, let's move on.
Well, you can try. I can try. Greg can help me.
Okay.
I kind of messed
up. I may have
up.
To call in a line with Judy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's start with the easy one. Cold open.
Oh, that's the first scene of the episode.
Before the credits. I mean, not the credit, the open rolls.
Brian, you and I know a lot about cold opens. Come on.
It's called the warm-up act.
Ice cold.
And they're still cold at the end. Leave them cold. That's what we like to do.
I miss a good theme song from a sitcom. And nowadays, you know, it's just get to it.
Get to it. They said you got to get to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People turn it off.
When I worked in TV news, they used to roll credits after the news of people there, and my mom would love to see my name on there, and then they cut that out because they're like, we need every second for everything, just whittle it down, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but I like a good theme song. But like you said, it gets stuck in your head. Leanne,
Leanne.
That little flower comes down.
Yeah. Aaron did it pretty well.
I love the flower. Mm-hmm. I thought that was sweet.
Did I just watched an episode where y'all were watching the Vols game? Mm-hmm. Was there any restrictions on? You know what y'all could wear?
No, I don't think so. And the University of Tennessee got us footage.
Yeah, I saw that against UConn.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
They've been wonderful to me about all that. And you know I'm a Vol for life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Three act structure. This says the common format for a sitcom consists of a setup, which is act one, a rising action and complication, act two, and resolution in act three.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Are these the beats of storytelling, or was a lot of this because of commercial breaks?
I think even in movies, there's basically three acts.
I know, we're talking about the structure of a cold open, all of that. I wonder how much of that has just been grandfathered in because we used to have to worry about commercial breaks.
Yeah, I think
versus
you're right,
now
man.
You can just do whatever, right?
Yeah. Nowadays, I mean, it's been a while. Sitcoms just on TV just roll from one right to the other. They don't give you a chance to go to commercial and turn away. But
I've been talking about all day, so I can't remember what I said on this episode. But I
will tell you.
Brian thanks. Will.
Yeah. Bates.
Brian loves, remembers everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Steel Trap.
I said that joke a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, pretty good Bates. You should do Brian Bates has a beer, and then you should do the whole bit about him.
I think he's good.
You'll have a Brian Bates light.
Actually, in episode 14, referenced being in the band.
That's funny at all.
Didn't find it funny then.
I'm liking the way this is going.
I don't
Keep
appreciate
going,
you
Brian.
Laughing at Leanne. Just be my friend.
No, but I think
I am your friend.
There's something about those. They just, it rolls all into, I knocked off like five episodes yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's just.
I know that is helpful.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's, that's why I think this thing's going to be a hit. Because you just watch the whole, the whole thing. It's great. It's awesome.
Thank you, my darling.
Mm-hmm. a button, a joke at the very end of a scene, often delivering a final punchline before a cut or commercial break. I guess that's a little dated, commercial break. But
yeah, I don't remember hearing a button.
You've got several of them. For instance, a button would be at the end of the Red Fox joke when I do that. When I go into the impression for a third time, it's that's sort of the button.
Did you feel like you became a better actress as the show went on? Like,
yes.
Better at episode 16 than you were at one?
Yes. I mean, I was just so nervous in the first. I want people to, and everybody says that I did fine, but I do feel like I got better because, you know, I was learning a whole new thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot, but, you know, about 16 episodes. And Jerry Seinfeld said, you will feel like you are stepping into your own homeland and it will feel like it'll feel natural to you. And I thought, no, but it did.
Yeah.
It ended up feeling that way. And I feel, yeah, I do hope that people continue to watch it because I do feel like I get better and I know what's, you know, how to even, it even works.
Yeah.
Do you feel it come out in your stand up now since you filmed it? Like, do you do anything differently in your act?
I may.
Probably like
emote a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ask because I've 100% seen that in Nate since he filmed the movie.
He is.
Just on the road, everything like visually, yeah. Even little small things. And I think that's just from acting. It's like, so I was just curious.
That closing bit, he's doing some majorly.
Even if
acting.
It's just little yeah. stuff
he's
that he was never doing.
He's taking some crazy pauses too. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't afraid to take pauses anyway. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You always did sort of act within your stand-up
yeah.
More than most people.
I did.
You're already yes. very facially
yeah.
expressive.
Yeah, you do yeah, those yeah. things. That's those Leanne-isms that mm-hmm. I think that's probably part of why they wanted you to do a sitcom. Or early on why show business was like, that's, you know. That's
yeah, because you've had development deals over the years, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. This one would have been my fifth,
wow.
I think.
Wow.
But I say that. One probably wasn't even, you couldn't even call it one. So say four.
Mm-hmm.
Sony, ABC and Warner Brothers was the first one. And then Nick at Night with Matt Williams was the second one that created Roseanne and Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sony. And then this one. But this one, I mean, Chuck Lorre said, I want to do, we went into that Netflix meeting and I mean they basically said, what do y'all want to do?
Wow.
We'll do it, you know. They wow. were yeah it and it went quick and fast, and the other ones, you know, would take, you know, 2 years,
right?
And things would be slow, even though Matt Williams mm-hmm. was wonderful. I mean, everybody I've ever dealt with has been wonderful, but something about Chuck Lorre, everybody wants to be in business with him.
Sure.
And then
yeah.
Netflix was in business with me too. They've right. been good to me,
right?
And so it went quick. And it was like all of a sudden I'm renting a house and I'm living in Studio
wow.
City
wow.
and it's going.
How long from we're going to make, let's make a show together till the show debuts? What's the timetable there?
What was that, Judy?
They said yes in January of last year.
Wow.
And we were shooting as of October that same year.
Wow.
From January to October.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I don't know. Maybe they wanted me to go earlier. I don't know, but I was touring.
Right.
But maybe he was doing another show or something.
And they had to write all
16.
That's so many, too. I mean, nowadays, so many sitcoms, 8 episodes is a
I
full
know.
Season. It's 16.
Yeah.
I know.
It's awesome.
Thank
it's amazing.
You.
It's
Thank
amazing.
You.
This past weekend was the first time out since the show's premiered.
Mm-hmm.
Last time on the road, did you talk about it a lot in your act or were people...
Yeah, I've been saying stuff before it came out. I've been telling people about it, and they've been running the trailer behind me before I go on stage.
Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and then and I've been talking a little bit about it, and then this weekend, I mean, you could just tell people watched it.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's some spinoffs that didn't go so well. There's some good. Frasier is probably the best spinoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people don't even know that's a spinoff. That's how crazy successful it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Frasier came from Cheers. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mork and Mindy had to be one of the best spinoffs, right?
Yeah, I guess that's
Happy
true.
Days. Yeah.
Robin Williams, that's where he
yeah.
started. But Happy Days also had Joni Loves Chachi.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
No. Hey, is that him?
No, Andrew Dice Clay did not have a...
Oh!
But there's a scene.
Hickory dickory dock.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah. I won't finish that one. Yeah.
Joni was Richie's sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
She fell in love with Chachi. Then they had their own
Aaron Michael? Aaron? Moriarty?
Something like that.
Yeah.
You've seen Dodgeball?
Yeah, sure.
There's a scene, like a little boyfriend-girlfriend scene in it, and then Ben Stiller nails him with a dodgeball, and he goes, Joni loves Chachi.
Oh, yeah. I have heard that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was Scott Baio.
Wow.
Yeah, Scott Baio.
You know,
how many references I've missed like that?
The Fonz had his, you know, characteristic. Yeah. And, but you know what, they tried to have Scott Baio say when he was the Fonz's little nephew.
Nephew, right? Yeah.
What, you know what he said?
No.
Whoa. Like that.
What? Just to be clear, Joni Loves Chachi was not an animated show. It was.
Aaron has no respect for 80s sitcoms.
He said, wah, wah, wah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's less ridiculous.
I remember that.
Yeah. It felt like they were reaching a little bit like that. We got to get his version of hey.
You can't force a catchphrase, dude. Yeah. It's got to click with people.
You kidding? Well, I've tried so many
different
times.
Strokes. Yes. Remember those little boys in Different Strokes?
Oh, yeah, Gary Coleman.
He said, you're killing me, Smalls. What did he say?
No.
What you're talking about, Willis?
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
And then they did Webster. I mean, it's amazing how in the 80s, at least, they would just not even try to hide. They're doing the same format.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, we didn't know any better.
Right.
After MASH, Matt, that finale of MASH, as Aaron points out every week, was the most viewed show in the history of the world. It was the most viewed at that time, the most watched show. I think it's still the most in America besides Super Bowl.
More really? Than the moon landing.
The,
is that right? I don't know.
I doubt that's true. But
okay.
I watched it.
Sounded right.
With my parents in their bedroom.
Wow.
I watched the MASH finale.
It was big of a show.
I remember it. Yeah, yeah.
So it must have, it didn't trail off. The show was still a huge hit when they ended it. The show wasn't getting canceled.
I don't know. I mean, the thing, even if it wasn't a hit, and it was, but mm-hmm. like there was only three stations. It was huge. I remember they made a point of like, you need to, it was up late and you can come in here and watch because mm-hmm. this is history. Mm-hmm. But all I remember was Alan Alda kissed Hot Lips, Loretta Swit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Uh-huh.
Yeah, recently, right?
Yep. Oh. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I did not do it. But they had a spinoff show after MASH, and it lasted just a few episodes.
Yeah.
And they're like, this ain't going to work. Where they come back to the States and, you know, it was like three of the people in it.
Joey on there? The Joey one?
Yep.
Joey lasted a few seasons, though.
Did it really?
Didn't hate Joey.
Oh, wow.
Did it last a few seasons?
Everybody hated it.
I did not hate Joey.
Joey, what did Joey come from?
Friends.
Oh.
Yeah, they did a show with just him.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was him and the lady from Sopranos.
Yes,
DiMatteo.
Three's Company had two spinoffs, The Ropers.
Yeah.
Which I love The Ropers on Three's Company. Didn't love the show after that. And then after Three's Company ended, Three's a Crowd, when Jack's married and living with his wife. And
I don't remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. It
wasn't that like a scandalous show when it came out?
Yes.
It was considered like crazy mm-hmm. that it was on TV.
Yeah.
What was the plot of it? Just a dude living with two women?
Mm-hmm. But
very
pretending,
sexual.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wasn't it a lot of innuendo?
Yeah. He was pretending to be gay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Suzanne Somers didn't have on a bra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because Furley, Don Knotts, who was before Mr. Roper.
Don Knotts, Barney Fife.
He was after the Ropers.
You're right. So Mr. Roper was the landlord, mm-hmm. and he didn't want any of that,
tomfoolery.
That kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
So as long as Jack was gay, it wasn't going on.
Oh, okay.
And Roper... they mostly, for the most part, they pulled the wool over his eyes.
Okay.
But he was a little suspicious every now and then.
That's fun.
Yeah.
But it was kind of racy. You know, how they talk. And
oh, yeah.
Wasn't he wonderful in it?
John Ritter
yes. was wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Unbelievable. I met Larry.
You did?
Yeah, Larry was like the dirtbag neighbor that was...
Richard Klein?
Yeah, Richard
no,
Klein.
Was it... No, Richard Klein is... Richard Klein is...
Robert Klein.
He was Larry Dallas in Three's Company.
Yeah. Yeah, I met Larry one time. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he was like a little bit lascivious with the two girls, you know.
Lascivious.
Couldn't think of another word.
I don't even know what that means.
Is that too much? Yeah.
I love it.
That was the ultimate show, though. It gets kind of made fun of now, and we watch it. Every episode was some misunderstanding that would so easily get resolved if you just ask somebody.
Dramatic irony, I believe, is the device. It's the Sophoclean irony. Yes, it's when the audience knows what's going on,
right?
But the people in the production do not.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. It's frustrating. It frustrates me.
Right. It frustrates me too.
Yeah, I'm like, it's easy. Just tell them the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Some cultural moments in sitcoms. Ellen coming out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was like national news when that episode aired. Mm-hmm. Murphy Brown, Dan Quayle criticized her for having a character, raising a child by herself.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal. And then I think she addressed it on the show.
Corey and Topanga get married. Is that on there?
I don't know what that is.
It's a big one. Anyway, keep going.
Man. What year were you born, Aaron?
91.
I could have birthed
Boy Meets World, buddy. It's Boy Meets World.
I had my first baby in 93.
Wow.
93?
Mm-hmm. Charlie Morgan. He'll be 32 in August.
Oh, man.
He's got my babies, my two grandbabies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So as we wrap up, Leah, what advice would you give us if we want to start our own sitcom?
Become massively successful.
Yeah,
that's the first step. Yeah.
If I want Chuck Lorre,
would you want to do one, Brian Bates? Have you ever had that dream?
Bates had a show.
Because a lot of people don't have that dream, but I did.
Your show is like your show and like your stand-up. It feels like a hug, like you're being hugged by it. Brian's show would have a much different energy.
Yeah.
You'd feel like somebody's holding you down.
This isn't a good pitch. It's not a good pitch. If we're pitching right now.
Yeah, is this a my elevator pitch?
It'd be a dark comedy. Yeah. It'd have to
Well, that's what's in right now.
Okay, yeah.
Too much so, really. That's why your show's so refreshing.
I agree.
Like Greg says, everything's so dark now. And,
mm-hmm. That's what people are saying. I can't get over y'all's high school pictures. I keep looking and they're precious, all of y'all. Did you ever have the dream? Because when I started stand-up 25 years ago, I remember saying I wanted to be a stand-up because to me, Ray Romano, Seinfeld, all that meant the world to me. Did y'all ever have that desire?
To have a sitcom?
Yeah. Because a lot of people don't and don't want to do that. But I did from the time I was little.
I mean, I think I definitely did when I knew it would make you a bigger stand-up or whatever. But
stand-up's always been the first thing for you?
I don't know. Sometimes I don't think strategically. I'm a little more tactical. Mm-hmm. What's the next thing?
But. Jerry Seinfeld said to me, Lynn, I honestly did not like sitcoms and did not want to do one, but I thought maybe it'll help me sell tickets in a club. Wow. And then he busted out laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he said he really didn't.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
That's.
But I would see Bill Cosby, Roseanne, all that, and I thought that's got to be the height.
Right.
That's the boom. I'm going big.
Yeah.
If I'm doing this, I'm going big.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And of course, I'd like to do movies.
Yeah,
you know,
we already done them with Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Will Ferrell.
Yeah. I thought Bob Newhart was, I love Bob Newhart.
Mm-hmm.
I loved his stand up and I love two of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
They're both great.
Best series finale ever.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't think.
Nate did, didn't he? Because he's had development deals.
So. Yeah.
He didn't want to
think so.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. He wanted, I think he really, he grew up on Everybody Loves Raymond and those types
Seinfeld.
Of. Seinfeld. And Seinfeld, of course. Yeah. But as far as his family, I think he wanted a family type show like Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to wrap it up here, guys. I forgot to mention, I should have did this at the start of the podcast, some little Nateland news here. Nateland Presents The Showcase Season 3 is here this Friday. Tune into the Nateland YouTube channel for the premiere of Trish Sur.
Oh, yeah, it's your friend. Yeah.
She's
great.
Yeah, she's got a stand-up set for Nateland.
I hosted that episode, and she killed. She did great.
Yeah, she's really
wonderful.
Her episode debuts this Friday.
Oh, wonderful. I just saw her yesterday in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah. And don't forget Dusty's Netflix special, Wet Heat. It's so great.
Yeah,
just premiered. Check it out. Wet Heat. Dusty's killing it.
Yeah, man. It's really
Where is
really
he
good.
Today? Y'all don't know? He's missing?
I don't know. You know, you can only try to track him down.
Is he farming?
He's probably in the sun somewhere.
Mm-hmm. He's grounding somewhere.
That doll. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But big week for Netflix and the greater Nateland universe, I would say.
Yeah.
So very fun. It's been fun to watch.
All right. So this week, let me think. Oh, August 17th, I'm at Levity Live in Huntsville, Alabama.
Prices just got lower there.
On my tickets?
No, on the food and beverage.
Oh, right, right, right. And 6 p.m. show, so if you got work or school or whatever, you'll be home before dark. August 31st.
It's my birthday.
Zanies in Chicago. Last week I said that was 6 p.m. show. It's actually a 4 p.m. show.
Woo! Wow.
So it's 16 and up. So come on out to that one. September 5th, Commonwealth Comedy Club in Cincinnati. September 7th, Helium in Indianapolis.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
That's great. Yeah. Great room.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you seem so surprised, Leanne.
No.
We don't all have Judy Marmo as a manager, but no, some of us are doing okay.
No, I was sitting here. I was just in Fishers, Indiana, but I stayed in Indianapolis in that Helium. I saw that Helium Club.
Yeah. You're gonna be there. Right downtown.
It's really
nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be touring through November. A lot of places, LeanneMorgan.com, but I'm going to be at the Wynn. The next place I'm going to be is the three shows at the Wynn in Las Vegas. And then Rome, Georgia, Asheville, Corbin, Kentucky, Dallas, Shreveport, Boston, a bunch of places. We're going to be doing a lot in August, September, and October. And then my Netflix special, the new one, will drop in the fall. So I'm touring until that drops. Little Rock, Arkansas.
Shreveport.
You got any more shows with Greg?
I'm going to be on a lot of those that she just said.
Nice, nice.
Dallas, yeah. Little Rock,
yeah.
Asheville.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Rome.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Boston for the first time.
How about that?
Isn't I know, and I'm doing like three shows.
Wow.
At the Wang.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I've never gotten to be up there, so I'm tickled over that. In New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did a show with Leanne one time. I don't know if I should say where.
Where?
But the place, we did two shows. And the second show, they came in and said, we can start early because everybody's here. And you said, well, is nobody else might maybe come in off the street? They're like, no, we're pretty sure we're good to go. We started the show early. Do you remember that?
Where were we?
Albany, New York at the, I guess.
In the mall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that right before Big Panty Tour?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's still a little COVID, pre-COVID, post-COVID time. Yeah,
it was COVID-y a little COVID-y.
Yep.
That was a good mall, though. I like working in a comedy club where you can also show off.
Yep. Greg, where are you going to be?
This week, I'll be in Naples, Florida, and Sarasota, Florida. And then next week, I'm doing a bunch of Carolina gigs. We added a show in Charleston. I had a third show in Charleston, South Carolina.
Wits End.
Yeah. And Greenville, South Carolina.
Yep.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Cherokee. And then, we sold out in Raleigh. How about that?
Yeah.
And then I'm out with Leanne after that for a while.
Where are you going to be in Cherokee?
At a casino there.
Harrah's?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to be at the casino there.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I'll tell Chuck Morgan.
Oh, Chuck.
He loves you in a casino.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he should go to Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not
play
far
a little
from
blackjack? Uh-uh. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I hope there's some people that show up.
Chuck Morgan will come.
Yeah.
What about you, Aaron?
Aaron Weber speaking. I am going to be end of this month, Lowell, Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, at the Grove Comedy Club, followed by Phoenix, Denver, Atlanta, Huntsville, Charleston, Buffalo, Albany, Syracuse, Tampa. I'm traveling the globe. This is Aaron. I'm traveling the globe, perform mostly the Eastern United States, performing stand-up comedy this year. Come see me. And that's it.
That's how you do it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Well, Nate and Dusty will be back next week, as far as I know. But if they're not, we'll call you guys.
Okay.
Nice. We'll call you. Don't call us. And no.
Thank y'all for having me.
It's an honor to have the
my
two
boyfriend.
Of you on.
Thank you for taking a red eye to be with us.
Yeah, it's
well,
amazing.
I would never not be with y'all. You know I love y'all. Thank y'all. I feel cool being here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, thank y'all so much. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.